Off the Ball Breakfast.
I have not seen a minute of this tournament.
That's what the cool kids say these days.
Genuinely haven't.
Everyone's saying that. I haven't seen a second of it.
It's not a thing. It hasn't even...
Live every weekday morning from 7:30 on your smart speaker. Just ask Alexa to play OTB Sports Radio.
Here, Kevin Feely, ahead of the Tottenham Cup final this weekend against Limerick. How are you and the lads set up for it?
We've had a great kind of couple of weeks, or nearly a couple of weeks training in the lead up to it. We've had our time to analyse the Fermanagh game and hopefully have a look at Limerick and their strengths and kind of get ready for the challenge that's coming. But it's been a really enjoyable few sessions getting ready for it.
Yeah, and obviously you've had a bit of a mixed bag this year, obviously getting promoted back up to Division 2, then narrowly losing out to Louth in the Leinster semi-final. What's that been like just as a year as a whole?
I think overall it's been positive. We've definitely had some setbacks that we needed to bounce back from, with the league final against Offaly here and the loss to Louth in the semi-final. But I think coming back from those setbacks and showing a bit of resilience have been things that have stood to us in the long run, and it's important for any kind of group of lads to have setbacks like that and show that they can come back from it. So I think overall it's been very positive.
Yeah, and obviously Brian Flanagan came in recently after a few pretty difficult years for you and your side. What's that been like, him trying to like shift the mindset of the group nearly?
Yeah, it's been great, him and his backroom team, and there's been a huge changeover as well in playing personnel in the last year or so, and that combination of things has definitely led to a freshness and a change in the mindset towards a more kind of positive outlook and a feeling that we're kind of on the up. So they've done a brilliant job in switching that mindset with us.
And obviously he's brought in a lot of the 20s lads with him, the likes of Ryan Sinkey, James McGrath, Harry O'Neill. What's the sort of young blood been like Brian brought into the group?
They've been brilliant. It's been so important. It's probably something that we haven't been able to bring in a little while. They were maybe a little bit young last year to be brought in, or too much expected of them, if you like. Whereas this year it feels like they're all at the right age to come in and make an impact, and they've definitely done that with they've been definitely brought a freshness and an enthusiasm and almost kind of an approach where they can play without fear, and it's definitely something that we needed, I think. So yeah, they've added hugely to it.
Yeah, and if we come back here to that game against Fermanagh a few weeks ago, obviously probably a slow enough game, you had a great 2-point shot yourself, then cleared one off the line and had a goal chance, so a lot to talk about, and you have the likes of Brian McLaughlin coming off the bench making a huge impact. How important is that, just to have that sort of strength and depth off the bench, and obviously great competition and training, I'd say?
Yeah, I think any player or coach will tell you it's probably one of the main things that they strive for in any team, is to have huge strength and depth. And it's been very rare that we've actually gone any game with the same 15 from one week to the next. So that's probably a sign that we do have huge strength and depth, and that our in-house games and our training sessions are ultra competitive. And Brian McLaughlin showed that the last day when he came on and had the impact he did. So it was brilliant that he did that in the last game, and I'm sure it'll be someone else that will step up in the next day.
Yeah, and obviously you're a team that likes to score goals. I'd say the big pitch out there will help that on Saturday.
Hopefully, yeah. It didn't help us much against Fermanagh, but maybe that was more so conditions. But it was, funnily enough, we weren't a team that scored a lot of goals before this season or even early on in the league. But it's something that we think we've added to our game, is more of a goal threat. And yeah, we'll be doing everything in our power to try and kind of express ourselves and create as many goal chances as possible this weekend.
And how do you think the new rules affected you as a team? Obviously, it's big on kickouts and 2-pointers.
Yeah, I think new rules have kind of affected the game positively as a whole, and we've kind of tried to embrace that as much as we could. That was a challenge for the coaching team to try and create kind of a game plan and tactics that would best suit us around the new rules, and I think they've done a good job with that. And it took us a while to adapt to it, I think, especially from a 2-point perspective. We weren't really taking good advantage of that early on in the year, and hopefully it's something that we're kind of getting better at using now. But overall, I think that the game's so much more enjoyable to play, and with those new rules, it gives us an opportunity to fully express ourselves. So yeah, they've been great.
Yeah, and the Tottenham Cup final, obviously the successors the last few years down in Meath have seen great success now this year, and you're really seeing how this tournament is helping teams get to that All-Ireland series and really push the big teams. Is that something that you're looking to do?
Yeah, there's no doubt that whoever wins the Tottenham Cup carries huge momentum into the seasons after that. And it seems to have laid a really solid foundation for the likes of Meath and Down to be able to compete in Sam Maguire and do really well in their respective leagues or divisions in the league. So it's definitely inspirational to see those teams going on and do as well as they do, and probably an added motivation for us to to try and get over the line this weekend.
And Justin, yourself, it's your first year as captain of Kildare. Have you taken an added pressure with that, or is it something you're relishing?
I don't think there's added pressure with it. There's definitely extra responsibilities that come with it off the field and stuff like that. But you know, it probably hasn't changed my role a huge amount from what it was in the last kind of 4, 5, 6 years. We've always had leadership groups under whichever manager, and I would have been in and around those groups as well. So not a huge change in kind of what my approach would have been, but definitely a massive honour and something I'm really proud to have got a chance to do.
Yeah, and it'll be a special moment walking out in Croke Park on Saturday, leading out your team.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, it's obviously not something that I've been lucky enough to do yet, is leading the Kildare team out for a final of any kind in Croke Park. So yeah, really, really looking forward to it.
And obviously Limerick won't come unopposed. They'll bring a lot of power and a lot of noise on Saturday. What do you expect from them?
I expect a huge challenge. They're probably similar both to ourselves, with the carrying the momentum that they are bringing into this game after getting promotion and some huge results in the Tailteann Cup so far. And they're a massive scoring threat. They've been one of the top scoring teams in the Tailteann Cup, and were in Division 4 as well. So we're under no illusions that it's going to be a massive challenge, and with the forwards they have and the skill and power they have, we'll have to be at our very best to try and curtail them.
On this morning's Off the Ball Breakfast,
we had some of this.
It was going to be the end of a drought for one of them now, and a lot smaller.
That wasn't a drought. He didn't have a drought.
You had a little torch.
Right. They had a hard.
They turned off the taps for about 5 years. That's all that happened. You didn't have a drought.
And we also had this.
I remember going to my local school two weeks before All Ireland, and whatever happened, it was a helicopter landing in the pitch across the road. 3 or 4 hours, and this parent came up to me. She goes, "When the son came home yesterday and says that David Beckham landed in a helicopter and came to our school today, he said he thinks he just Francis had the greatest day of his life." Wrong DB.
You can catch everything from this morning's Off the Ball Breakfast on the Go Loud app, and every weekday morning from 7:30.